现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起再来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
我们今天下午要从以西结书三十六章、三十七章来看神必建立属灵的伊甸园。
And today we'll look at Ezekiel 36, chapter 36 and 37, on the topic of the Lord shall establish the God, His spiritual garden of Eden.
我们都知道伊甸园是神创造人之后把人安置的所在。
And Garden of Eden is a place where God has placed men after He created them.
在这个伊甸园里所有的事情都是蒙福的，所有的关系都是很美好的。
Everything that happened in the Garden of Eden are blessed, and all the relationship are good.
所以伊甸园代表是有神同在的乐园。
And so the Garden of Eden represents the garden where we have the abundance of God.
在这里有的是平安。
And in this place we have peace.
在伊甸园里所有的关系都是和谐的。
In the Garden of Eden, all things are harmonious.
如果我们看创世纪第二章第八节。
We look at the Genesis chapter 2 verse 8.
创世纪第二章第八节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 8.
主神在东方的伊甸立一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。
The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man whom He had formed.
第九节说，主神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
Verse 9, and out of the ground the Lord made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
第十节说，有河从伊甸流出来，滋润那个园子，从那里又分为十道河。
10, now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four river heads.
第十五节
Verse 15,
主神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden and to tend and keep it.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
主神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。”
16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die."
第十九。第十七至十八节，主神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。”
Verse 18, and the Lord God said, "It is not good for that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him."
第二十一节
，Verse 21,
主神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一根一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。
21, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place.
22节，主神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人眼前。
22, then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man.
好，那这一段这一些经节呢，都在说明一开始神创造这世界。创造人之后，接下来最后所做的一些事情。
And so these verses tell us the last few things that God did after He made man.
人是按照神的形象造的。
Man was made in the image of God.
就是有真理的仁义和圣洁的。
And so we have His righteousness and holiness.
所以人呢，他是本来一开头都是很正直，很良善的。
So men in the very beginning are upright, righteous, and kind.
神造人的时候，这个人的形象神的形象呢，神就是公义正直的神，神是不会有诡诈，不会有瑕疵的。
So God made man in His image, and God Himself is upright and holy and righteous, and in Him there is no blemishes.
我们看一下传道书第。先把这个圣经留起来，等一下回来。传道书第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 9.
传道书第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
第九章啊啊，传道书第九章哈。
Oh, sorry, Ecclesiastes.
是传道书哦。传道书第啊九章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
他有一节经文说，啊，他造人原是正直的啊。第九章，啊，是在哪一节？他在讲说，神造人是啊，是啊，第十，对不起，第三章，我们看第三章好了。
Chapter three.
第三章，第三章的第十一节哈。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
神造万物，各按其时，又将永生安置在世人心里啊。然而从神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
Verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end.
那这里说神。他造人的时候就把人放一个永生的观念，所以人在这个神的祝福底下呢是可以长存的。
And so here it says that when God made man, he has put eternity in their heart, and means that they can't last forever.
那所以你看神，因为人是跟从神来的，所以人的生命一开头就是跟神合在一起的。
And so because man came from God, so in the very beginning, man's life is together with God.
那神造人的时候，其实人是心里正直，没有诡诈的。
And when man first was created, he was very upright and there's no wickedness in him.
人一开头都是很善良，但是是很纯洁的。
And in the beginning, he's very pure and very kind.
那人跟神的关系也是很亲密的。
And he also have very close relationship with God.
哦，所以神把他说把他放在这个伊甸的这个东方伊甸这个园子里面。
And so it says that God had put man inside the garden eastward, which is the Garden of Eden.
这个伊甸的意思就是快乐的意思。
The meaning of the word Eden is happiness.
好，所以神一开头把人放在这个快乐的园子里。
And so in the beginning, God had put man inside this garden of happiness.
那在这里面呢，他说有各样啊树是可以长果子，悦人眼目，可以做食物的。
And so in this garden, there are many trees that grows with fruits that are pleasant to the sight and good for food.
在这里面都没有缺乏，都是啊，这可以得饱足，是很丰富的。
And this garden is very abundant, and man lacks nothing in it.
这里面。从这个河，从这个伊甸流出河来啊，生命的河水，他说可以滋润园子。
And from the garden, it comes out rivers that become source.
哦，所以这个有河流，你看有河流，这个生命就非常的丰盛了哈。
And because there's a river that's flowing through it, therefore life is very abundant.
那神把人放在那里面，给人工作。
So God put man in this place and for him to tend to it.
啊，神人要修理，要看守，就是要照顾神所创造这一切。
He has to manage it and to watch over it and to look after all of God's creation.
神只给了一条命令，一个限制。
God only gave them one commandment and one restriction.
就是说，分别善恶树上的果子不可以吃，吃的日子必定死。
That is for them not to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If they eat it, then they will surely die.
哦，所以这里神给他一个规矩。
So here God gave them a rule.
哦，那在这个伊甸园里面，神为第一个创造人啊造一个配偶啊设立婚姻。
And so also in this garden, God made him a spouse and established marriage.
那这个婚姻第一开始的婚姻就非常的完美。
And this First marriage is very perfect.
啊，所以他是神主动的作为。
And he is initiative that's taken by God.
哦，那神是让亚当沉睡，然后 取他的肋骨，然后之后把肉合起来，用肋骨造了一个女人。
And so God put Adam to deep sleep, took one of his rib and covered the place of the rib with his flesh, and then with the rib he made woman.
然后领他到这个人面前。
And he brought the woman in front of Adam.
所以亚当一看到，他就说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。”
And so when Adam first saw Eve, he said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh."
那神就在那里设立婚姻，给婚姻一个原则。
And so God established marriage there and gave it a principle.
我们就看到这伊甸一开始的伊甸乐园啊，真的是太美好了。
And so we can see how wonderful it is, the Garden of Eden.
他在这里真的是享受神一切的美好创造。
Because in the garden they can enjoy all the God's wonderful creation.
神与他们同在。
And God was with him.
夫妻很恩爱。
And a husband and wife love one another.
他们在这个地方很满足，他们没有缺乏。
They're very content and satisfied, and they lack nothing.
在这里，万物都很和平。
And all creation live harmoniously together.
所以人跟神像父子、夫妻，真的是一体。
Man and God had good relationship, and husband and wife can work as one.
那人跟环境又都是和平相处，不会有害怕的。
And man exists harmoniously with his environment, and there's no fear.
所以在伊甸园里面，动物也不会伤人，不害人的。
And in the Garden of Eden, the animals will not attack man.
这就是一开头神给人安排的环境啊。
And so this was the environment that God have arranged for man.
这个伊甸乐园真的，如果你看人能够一直在这里面生活，那多美啊！
And indeed, it was very wonderful if man can continue to live in this Garden of Eden.
它又是有生命树可以，生命树的果子可以吃的哦。
And they have they have fruit of the tree of life to eat.
表示说它是可以永存的，可以长生不老的，不死的。
That is to say, they can actually live forever and will not die.
那可是我们看到圣经第三章开始。好景不长，接下去这个坏事就来了。
But unfortunately, on chapter 3, bad things happened very quickly.
这个人就被赶出伊甸园了。
Then man was kicked out of the Garden of Eden.
因为罪，因为恶者的诱惑，然后因为人犯罪，结果人就从这个伊甸园里面被赶出去了。
Because of the deceits of the wicked one, therefore man sinned and they were cast out from the garden.
所以人后来失落这个伊甸园。
And so man lost the Garden of Eden.
是因为罪，因为违背神的话。
It's because of sin and because they went against God's words.
那结果是什么？就是人被咒诅。
So what are the consequences? It is that man was cursed.
人跟人的关系也破坏了。
And it also broke the good relationship between men.
所以本来很美好的关系，现在就开始互相指责了，你的错，我的错，
originally,
都是别人的错这样。
Originally they had very good relationship, but after they sinned, they start blaming each other.
他们一犯罪之后，这里面那个美好的和谐关系就没有了。
After they sin, there is no more harmonious relationship in the garden.
人就不能够继续住在这个乐园里了，没有资格了。
And therefore, men are not qualified to live in Garden of Eden anymore.
就被赶出去了。
And they were cast out.
就失去了神的同在了。
And they lost the guidance of God.
那在伊甸园外面就没有那么满足，就要劳苦愁烦、汗流满面才这个糊口了。
And so they did not live a very satisfying life outside of the Garden of Eden. They need to labor and sweat to earn the living.
那我们今天亚当的后代，每一个人就是活在伊甸园外面的生活了。
And today, all of us descendants of Adam, we all live a life outside of the Garden of Eden.
那所以，我们今天在世上的日子你如果想想看，其实我们真的满足的日子不多了，时间比较短。
And so, if you look at our life now, there's not a lot of time where we feel truly satisfied. There's more time where we feel laborious.
我们通常也是很努力工作，想要。需要汗流满面才得糊口，所以我们很努力的想要去保住这个饭碗。
And we work hard to earn our living because that's how we can sustain our life.
那我们在世上会经历，我们跟人的关系有时候都会有冲突。
And we also experience in life sometimes we have conflicts with others.
哦，在人跟人之间就没那么和谐。
And there's no more that a harmonious relationship.
你看，之前如果我们跟我们周遭的人处不来，或者是我们跟我们邻居处不来，我们心中就没有平安。
And if we do not have a peaceful relationship with people around us or our neighbors, then we have no peace in our heart.
那我们一没有平安，我们就没有快乐。
When we have no peace, then we have no happiness.
有时候我们家里面如果没有和谐的关系，我们都不想回去。
And if we do not have a harmonious family, sometimes we don't feel like going home.
这是为什么？如果我们做父母亲的，我们的婚姻如果没有好好经营，有时候我们孩子不想回家，我们孩子是想一直想往外面去。
And as parents, if you do not have a good relationship in marriage, then sometimes your children might not feel like they want to go home.
但是反过来，如果这个家庭是真的是很幸福、很美满的
，But on the contrary, if this family is very blissful and very happy,
那孩子他就很喜欢在这个家里。
Then the children will feel very glad to be home.
那在这个家里，他觉得满足，他觉得心里得到安息。
Because they feel content to live in the house, and also they feel very peaceful and restful.
哦，那我们现在在这个世上，其实真的，我们都很羡慕、哦、当时候亚当夏娃在伊甸乐园那个时候的环境，那个时候的情的那个生活。
And all of us who live in this world, we all very envious and admire the life of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
因为罪，所以我们今天每个人、啊、都会死。
But because of sin, now every one of us will encounter death.
因为罪，我们现在每一个人都在受苦。
Because of sin, every one of us has to suffer.
我们受苦从各种不同的角度来的。
And sufferings come from all different aspects.
有时候我们的苦不是因为我们没有钱，我们很穷。
Sometimes sufferings comes not because we are poor and have no money.
有时候是因为钱太多，有人说穷到剩下钱。
We have so much money that we suffer. Some people would say we are so poor that the only thing we have is money.
有人就是为了钱把所有关系都搞坏了。
Because of money, we have ruined all other relationships.
把所有的值得追求都放弃了。
And we give up on things that we should be pursuing.
所以其实我们今天在这个世界活着，很多人觉得很不快乐。
So a lot of people are not happy when living in this world.
因为罪这个缘故、哦、让今天我们每个人有时候活着是觉得说、啊、有时候活很久会觉得说很累。
And because of sin, sometimes we feel very tiring that we've lived for too long.
但是神造人，他原始不是这样子的。
But when God first created man, it wasn't like this.
你看神，他把一切都准备好以后，然后最后把造人，然后让人在里面享受了。
God had created everything and prepared everything before he created man and put them there to enjoy all his creations.
那我们现在就要想想这个伊甸园到底对我们来说什么意思。
And so now let us think about what is the meaning of this Garden of Eden to us.
从圣经里面我们都知道圣经它在讲不是在讲故事而已、啊。
And we know that in the story in the Bible are not just stories.
圣经在讲耶稣基督的救恩。
The Bible is telling us about the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经里面所讲的这个救恩都是跟耶稣基督有关系的，所以主要人物就是主耶稣基督。
Salvation that was mentioned in the Bible has close relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, so he is the main character.
所以其实圣经最后告诉我们的是，我们要怎么样去重新得到耶稣基督这个救恩。
And so the Bible is telling us how we can once again gain the salvation of Christ.
亚当夏娃他们这个犯罪造成这个结果，这是一个已定的事实，是不能改变的了。
And Adam and Eve sinned, and therefore, these things happened, and we have to suffer. This is a fact that we cannot change.
我们不能够再去骂亚当说，你当初怎么会想要去吃那个善恶树上的果子呢？
We cannot scold Adam and said, how could you eat the fruit from that tree?
都是你的错，你当时如果不要这样做，我们今天不就没事的吗？
It's all your fault. If you didn't eat it, then nothing will happen.
但是这个已经没有什么意思了，这样讲已经不会改变事实了。
But that's very meaningless because whatever we say, we cannot change the fact.
就是因为亚当夏娃犯罪，所以主耶稣基督他才会来到人间。
Because Adam and Eve sinned, and therefore the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world.
所以圣经其实他用各种不一样 的那个事情，要指向今天人的希望就是在耶稣身上。
And the Bible, through all aspect, is trying to tell us that our Lord Jesus Christ is the only hope.
所以圣经所讲的这些道理，其实最后都要让我们明白，今天这个救恩是怎么产生的，然后我们怎么得到，最后这个救恩要带给我们什么样的福气，将来就是像伊甸园一样，回到从前那个伊甸乐园的环境。
So the Bible is trying to tell us why we need salvation and how we can gain this salvation and what will happen once we gain this salvation. It is that we can go back to the Garden of Eden once more.
我们现在看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五章请看第十二节。
Verse 12.
五章十二节说，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because of sin.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不跟亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象。
14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come.
好，我们现在跳过去看第十七节。
Verse 17.
若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更因更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗？
For if by one man's offense that reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.
第十八节说，如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。
Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life.
这一段圣经就要告诉我们说，这个罪从亚当带进来的。
This passage told us that sin came through Adam.
罪让所有人都死。
And sin is the cause that get all men died.
但现在耶稣基督来了。
But now the Lord Jesus has come.
因主耶稣基督的代死，我们现在每个人在他里面就得生命。
Because he died for us, in him we gain life.
我们可以在耶稣基督里面重新找到生命的意义，找到生命的归宿。
And in Lord Jesus Christ, once again we can find the meaning of life and where our life belong to.
那神所要给我们的就是将来永远的生命。
And whatGod wanted to give us is the eternal life.
这在说明，在基督里面，我们要重新得回伊甸乐园里面那个福气。
And this is to tell us that in the Lord Jesus Christ, we once again will regain all the blessings in the Garden of Eden.
因为这个生命作王，这个生命是永远的生命啊。
Because our life is eternal.
哦，所以。我们现在要从在耶稣基督里面从死亡里面被救回来了。
And so through the Lord Jesus Christ, we've been saved from death.
亚当是耶稣基督的意象，就是这个就是一种影子跟实体的关系。
And so, Adam is like the shadow of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看旧约圣经，他现在讲的这些故事，其实最后都要指向我们要怎么样得到这个救恩的，跟我们有关系的。
And so all the stories in the Bible is telling us how we can gain this salvation.
这个伊甸园在一开头是人在神的这个规定底下，在神的祝福底下，享受神的恩典，是等于当初就一个人而已，就是一个国，神作王的。
And so in the Garden of Eden, man was able to enjoy God's blessing, and there was only one man under the supervision of God, and there's only one nation, and God was the king.
当时就只有一对夫妻而已了。
At the time, there was only that one couple.
那神是跟他们很亲密的，常常去访问他们的。
So God is very close to them, and he talks to them frequently.
所以一开始这个国度。这个神作王这个国度是很美好的。
So this kingdom where God reigns as king is very wonderful.
他们这个亚当夏娃都是很尊重这位神的，因为神讲的话，他们就这样做啊。要修理看守，他们就要付出。
And Adam and Eve was very respectful of God, and they obeyed God, and they tend to the garden.
哦，所以他们一开始对神很这个心很纯，很啊，就是很正的。
And so in the beginning, their heart was a pure and upright towards God.
眼睛都是看神而已啦。
And their eyes only look at God.
这个哥林多后书有一句话这样说。
In 2 Corinthians, there's this.
看哥林多后书第十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
第十一章，哥林多后书十一章第三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3.
第三节说：“我只怕你们的心或偏移邪。”失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
这里说那个蛇用诡诈诱惑夏娃，让他的心，让夏娃的心偏向邪，然后失落那个纯一的心呢、啊，降神纯一清洁的心。
So here it mentioned that serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so Eve's mind was corrupted and from the simplicity that is in Christ.
也就是说，本来夏娃他们对神的心是很专一的。
And so that is to say, in the beginning, their hearts towards God is very devoted.
他们很满足于神给他的。
And they were very content with what God gave them.
可是现在魔鬼来讲一些话。
But now,Satan came and said something to them.
就让他们开始觉得说，哎，我好像不够好，我好像不满足，不够啊。
Then they started to think, I seems like I lack something.
哦，那所以呢，你看创世纪第三章的描述这个亚当夏娃犯罪的过程哦。
And so in Genesis chapter 3, it's recorded how Adam and Eve sinned.
那个魔鬼跟他说，哎，神岂是真的说你们不可以吃树上所有的果子吗？
So, Satan told them, are you sure God said that you cannot eat the fruit from this tree and that you will surely die?
真的，你吃那个就会死吗？
Will you surely die from eating it?
欸，他们想一想就好像，欸，对啊，好像是这样子啊，哈。
And they thought about it and they felt Satan's words were true. 哦，
那个蛇就跟他说，哦，因为你神知道你吃，你眼睛就明亮，你就像神一样有智慧，可以分别善恶了。
Then the serpent say, God,prohibited you to eat it because then after you eat it, your eyes will open and you know good and evil.
欸，这个魔鬼这个话，这个诡诈的话一讲以后，欸，人就开始想。
And after these words of deceive come from the serpent, man started to think.
他就去一直看那个果子啊。
And so she started to look at the fruit.
他就说，欸，这个果子悦人眼目，看得很喜欢。
And this fruit is very delighted.
啊，所以其实这个时候，你看夏娃，她现在。眼睛所看的都是他自己的，哇，对啊，这个东西看的他可以满足，好像他之前没有满足一样。
And so when at this point Eve was only thinking of herself, and when she was looking at the fruit, she thought that she would be very satisfied if she had it, as if she wasn't satisfied before.
然后他看这个果子说好做食物。
And so she looked at that fruit and she thought that was a very good food.
他就想到好像他。没有饱足，他没有东西可以吃一样，好像就是那个可以吃。
Just as if that was the only thing she could eat at the time.
他就想，哦，这个果子，我吃了之后就能够有智慧，跟神一样。
And so she thought to herself, if I ate that fruit, then I will be full of wisdom, just like God.
我们就看到，哎，这个犯罪的过程，最后就是夏娃，他一直看的都是他自己，他现在心已经不是只有在爱神了。他现在越来爱自己了。
And so we can see the process of Eve sinning that at this point she's no longer only looking at God, but she's only looking at herself.
他现在想到自己好多不足，哇，怎么神对我这么坏呢？
She only think of her own benefit and she thought, why did God treated me so badly?
最后他就真的把它摘了吃了。
And so she took the fruit and she ate it.
所以这个叫做蛇用诡诈诱惑夏娃，让她失去向神这个纯义的心。
And so this is how serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so that Eve had lost that simplicity of heart towards God.
啊，这个就是魔鬼的手段。
And that's how Satan works.
其实是魔鬼要让人走他的后路。
And that is how Satan wants men to follow after his footsteps.
因为魔鬼就是想要跟神同等。
Because Satan wanted to be equal to God.
他就是不满足于神所给他的职分。
And she was, he was not happy with the positions that God put him in.
所以最后就被神撇弃，坠落到地上来。
And therefore he was rejected by God and was cast down to earth.
啊，所以就是因为这样子，今天我们生活才会变这个这样这样一个模式。
And because of that, our life was in such a condition today.
那神，你看他一开始这个国本来就是很好，这是神作王的国。
And so in the beginning, the kingdom that God established is very wonderful, where he reigned.
伊甸园里面，人很听神的话的。
In the Garden of Eden, man obeyed God's word.
那在这个伊甸园里面，都圣洁的，都是完美的。
And everything in the garden is holy and perfect.
啊，所以你看，这个人自从离开了伊甸园以后，现在圣经开始记载，人就开始败坏，做了很多。我们现在看的时候觉得说啊，这个原来都是亚当惹的祸造成的结果。
And so after they left the Garden of Eden, the Bible recorded a lot of wicked things that men have done, and they become more and more corrupted. And these are all the result of sin.
但是神要建立这个国度，他一直都，其实神自从亚当夏娃犯罪之后，他那个救赎的计划就开始在进行了。
And but God's salvations have continued to go on, and ever since Adam and Eve sinned, God have had this plan for salvation.
因为神是爱，
because God is love.
他创造人，他本来就是要人跟他有这个很好的关系的。
When he created man, he wanted man to have good relationship with him.
神就是要他就是要赐福给人的。
God wanted to give blessings to man.
现在人已经没有资格再领受这个福气。
But yet men have lost that qualification to receive the blessings.
所以神现在要救人。
So now God wants to save men.
最后主耶稣基督要来拯救所有人类。
The Lord Jesus Christ came to save all men.
在主耶稣还没有来以前。
But before Lord Jesus Christ came.
我们看旧约圣经就看到神怎么准备耶稣基督来到人间。
And we can read through the Old Testament of how God had prepared the coming of the Lord Jesus.
那时候其实神就在旧约时代拣选的亚伯拉罕，然后让他成为一个国度。
And in the Old Testament, God had chose Abraham, and he became a nation.
就是亚伯拉罕，在亚伯拉罕子孙里面，神所拣选那个后裔，建立了一个国度出来的。
And through the descendants of Abraham, God has established a nation.
那借这个国度，神有一个计划，他有一个目标。
And through the establishment of this nation, God has one purpose.
我们请看出埃及记十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis 19.
出埃及记十九章。
Genesis 19.
这是旧约里面选民的国度最开始神的要求。
And this is the requirement of God from the very first nation that He established.
第十九章的第五节。第五节。
Verse 5.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。十九章。
十九章。
出埃及记十九章的第五节。
出埃及记。Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Verse 5. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me.Above all people, for all the earth is mine.
第六节说，你们要归我做祭司的国度，是为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
这里在讲神他，其实他是用大能的伸出来的膀臂，大能的手啊。他说像老鹰把他们背在翅膀，带出那个奴隶的地方啊。
And so God is just like the eagle with his wings spread, and he was bear all the Israelites to tell to deliver them out of this place.
他说你们是我从万民中拣选出来做属我的子民。
And then he said, "You are the people who I call from the multitude to be my people."
你们若实在听我的话，遵守我所吩咐的。
If you obey my voice and keep my commandments,
说你们就要做归我做祭司的国度，是圣洁的国民啊。
And you shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
那这个圣洁的国民，他的国王就是神本身了。
And in this holy nation, the king that reigns is God Himself.
那在这里面，他说人跟神重新有一个很好的关系。
And in this kingdom or in this nation, man and God will have a very good relationship.
神说我要做你们的神，你们做我的子民。
And God said, I shall be your God, and you shall be my people.
这个国度啊，神一开头就跟他的以色列选民这样讲。
And so regarding this kingdom, God have very clearly stated it to His people.
那神先把他的目标先讲清楚了。
So God have told very clearly His purpose.
就把他们这样子领出埃及。你看他就走旷野路，后来真的进入那个应许的迦南美地的建立国度了。
And so they went out of Egypt, went through the wilderness, and came into the promised land and established their kingdom.
那历史就这样一直进行了。
And history goes on.
那我们读到以西结书三十六章的时候
，And when we read to the point of Ezekiel chapter 36,
我们现在看以西结书三十六章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel 36.
以西结书三十六章。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
这些神的选民呢，他们住在神这个应许的地方。
So the God's people have lived in the promised land.
他们是怎么样过日子的呢
？So how did they live their life?
三十六章十七节。
36 verse 37.
十七节。
17.
十七节，人子啊，以色列家住在本地的时候，在行动作为上玷污那地。他们的行为在我面前好像正在惊奇的妇人那样污秽。
17 Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own ways and deeds. To me, their ways was like the uncleanness of a woman in her customary impurity.
第十八节
18
所以我因他们在那地上流人的血，又因他们以偶像玷污那地，就把我的愤怒倾在他们身上。
18 Therefore I pour out my fury on them for the blood they have shed on the land and for their idols with which they have defiled it.
19
节
19. 我将他们分散在列国，四散在列邦，按他们的行动作为惩罚他们。
19 So I scattered them among the nations and they were dispersed throughout the countries. I judged them according to their ways and their deeds.
好，这里就提到这个神的选民在住在神的地方的时候，他们的那些行动作为大大的玷污了那地，让神发怒。
So here it describes how the people when they were living in the land have greatly defiled the land and therefore God have great fury towards them.
那个地是神的，是神特选出来的。
That land was chosen by God and given to them.
这个地就是这个国度是神所要 神准备的，他要的是圣洁的。
And so this land was prepared to establish God's holy nation.
哦，是神要祝福的地方啊。
It is a place where God wants to bless.
哦，所以那个迦南美地神说他按时下雨啊。
And so God says in the land of Canaan, in season it will rain accordingly.
他说从岁首到年终，他的眼目时常看顾，他在祝福的。
And this is the place where God has set His eyes on, and in the place where He would bless.
可是现在他的百姓住在上面以后，他把它玷污了。
But now, when His people have dwelt in the land, they defile it.
他用他们的行动作为，你看他们那个污秽的行为是杀人流血的，是拜偶像的。
So their deeds and their ways were that of worshiping idols and
杀人流血。
And shedding blood.
就是一些罪恶的事情。
And all these sin that they do.
他说他们这些罪孽让神发怒，所以神就让他们被分散在列邦啊，然后是神惩罚他们的结果。
So what they did, and their sins have brought fury from God, and therefore God scattered them among the foreign nations, and they are dispersed.
其实神他给他们这个惩罚哈，神本身其实是很不得已的。
And God did not really wanted to give them such punishment.
因为但是不这样做好像又没有办法挽回了。
But he has no way of bringing them back if he did not punish them.
第二十节
，verse 20,
他们到了那要所去的列国，就使我的圣名被亵渎了。
When they came to the nations wherever they went, They profane my holy name.
所以神，你看神让他的选民被掳到外邦去，对神来说是一个很大的损失。
And so it was a great loss for God for to let His people be exiled to a foreign land.
因为人就开始在评论那些他的百姓，然后他这个国。
And so because people would start talking and criticizing about God and His people.
他们这个这么罪恶啊，最后留下一个臭名。我们看第三十六章第三节。
And what they did give God a bad name. Let's turn to chapter 36, verse
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节那里说，因为敌人使你荒凉，视为吞之，好叫你归于其余的外邦人为业，并且多嘴多舌人提起你来，百姓也说你有臭名啊。
And so it says, therefore prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord God, because they made you desolate and swallow you up on every side, so that you became the possession of the rest of the nations, and you are taken up by the lips of talkers and slandered by the people.
就是当时候，你看神的百姓被掳出去，人家现在在讲的就是，这些百姓不是说是属神的吗？有神做他们的王吗？那这个土地不是说很有福气吗？现在土地是吞吃人的，是有臭名的。所有的那个坏事，通通归到神身上去了。
And so when God's chosen people were exiled, people around them had saying, weren't they the people who worship God, and weren't these the promised land? But now they lost the land, and also they were exiled. So they've started to put all the blame in God.
圣经现在说第三十六章的第二十一节，神说：“我顾惜我的圣名。”就是以色列家在所到的列国中所亵渎的。
And so 36 verse 21, but I had concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations wherever they went.
这个神选民在地上选民的国度败坏到让神的名被亵渎的程度了。
And so the people, and his kingdom on earth have.Have been corrupted to the point where God's name was profaned.
神现在要改变。
Now God wants change.
他现在要施行他的作为，重新再建立一个国度来。
And so He once again will work and establish a new kingdom.
看二十四节。
Verse 24.
我必从各国收取你们，从列邦聚集你们，引导你们归回本地。
For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land.
这是神的作为，他一定要这样做的，我必这样做。
This is God's work, and He will do it.
他要再建立一起，他是从各国列邦当中把他的百姓重新召集回来。
He will take and gather His people among all nations and countries.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。
Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols.
现在神要重建起来这个国度，他这个召聚回来的人都要用水把他们洗干净。
And so God will rebuild His kingdom, and therefore He will gather all the people and cleanse them with water.
要把他们身上的污秽。心中一切的偶像都把它除掉了。
So he will get rid of all their filthiness and idols in their heart.
所以现在在神的这个重新召回来这个国度里面，每一个人都是新人，都是圣洁的人。
And so in this new kingdom that God has reestablished, everyone is a new person.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
我要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心。赐给你们肉心。
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
二十七节，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
27, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
26, 28节，你们必住在我所赐给你们列祖之地，你们要做我的子民，我要做你们的神。
28, and you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
29节，我必救你们脱离一切的污秽，也必命五谷丰登，不使你们遭遇饥荒。
29, I will deliver you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and multiply it, and bring no famine upon it.
30节，我必使树木多结果子，并且地多出土产， 好叫你们不再因饥荒受外邦人的讥笑。
30, I will multiply the fruit of your trees and the increase of your fields, so that you need never again bear the reproach of famine among the nations.
你看，在这一段的描述，神他要执行的作为。
And so this describes what God are about to do.
这就是他要重新建立的国。
This is the new kingdom, and he will reestablish.
在他所洁净的这些人里面，这些新人当中，他要放进去他们新的心，让他们有新的灵，有新的心意。
And to all these new people that will cleanse, he will put a new heart into them and a new mind.
这个新的灵其实就是新的 mind， 就是新的心思意念的哈。
This new spirit that he will put on, he will put on a new heart and a new mind.
所以每个人的心都变成肉心，都是很容易被感动的，不是很残酷、很刚硬的。
So everyone will have a heart of flesh that will easily be moved, and not a heart of stone that are hardened.
然后就是说，是对神、对人、对这个环境都有感受的。
And so that is to say that we'll have feelings towards God and towards our environment and people.
所以这个新的人呢，他有新的观念，他有新的做法了。
So these new people, they will have a new mindset and new actions and deeds.
二十七节强调说，他说我把我的灵放在你们里面的时候，你们就能够顺从我的律例典章了。
27 said, when I put my spirit within you, it will cause you to walk in my statutes and keep my judgment.
所以神他现在给的命令，这里面的新人很乐意去持守，就不会再心偏向邪，然后去怀疑神到底要为什么要给我这个命令。
So these new people will gladly obey God's new commandments, and they will not, their heart will not go towards wickedness, and they will not question God why you are giving us all these commandments.
所以这个新的人就很乐意遵守神的吩咐。
For the new people will very willingly obey God's words.
那神呢？他就说，我就要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And God said, then, I will be their God, and they will be my people.
我要让五谷丰登，让在你们在地上都真的得到饱足。
And I will give you abundance and give you many folds of grain and multiply it, and you will be satisfied.
所以他说，你们地上的树就多结果子，田地多出土产，不会有饥荒，一定是足够满足的。
Your trees will bear multiple fruits, and your grain will bear multiple folds, and you shall not be in any famine.
就是别人不会再来讥笑你们，一定会觉得说，哇，你们是这么有福气的，很令人羡慕的。
That is to say, others will not come and laugh at them.But rather they would envy them because they were so blessed.
那这个就是当时候神借着先知所应许他要建立的新的国。
And so this is the new kingdom that God will want to establish, and he conveyed this to his people through the prophet.
这个新的国是像什么样子呢？
So what is this new nation like?
看第三十五节。
Verse 35.
从三十四节看哈。
Let's read from 34.
过路的人虽看为荒废之地，现今这荒废之地能得耕种，他们必说：这先前为荒废之地，现在成如伊甸园；这荒废凄凉毁坏的城邑，现在坚固有人居住。
34. The desolate land shall be tilled instead of lying desolate in the sight of all who pass by. 35. So they will say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the wasted, desolate, and ruined cities are now fortified and inhabited.
你看这里特别提醒说，神的这个国度重新建立是在人让看为是荒废之地重建起来的，他的荣耀就像当初的伊甸园一样。
And so here it mentions that God's kingdom shall be built upon a desolate land that people a desolate land, and then it will restore the glory just like the Garden of Eden.
但那时候第三十六节说，那时候视为的人就会知道，哈，是神，我神修造那毁坏之处，培植那荒废之地。他说，我神说过，我也必成就。
36. Then the nations which are left all around you shall know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt the rebuilt the ruined places and planted what was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it.
这个国度是神建立，神要建立的，他亲自执行的。
And so this kingdom is reestablished by God and built by God, and He will definitely do it.
他说他说过的，他必定成就了。
And God has said, because He has spoken it, then He will do it.
我们知道以西结先知的年代，他讲这些预言的时候。是在公元前570多年的时候了。
And so, we know that
公元前啊 ，B.C. 啊。
We know that the time where the book of Ezekiel was written about 570 B.C.
那时候他们国已经被灭了啊。
At that time, their kingdom was destroyed.
那神说他所说过这个重新像伊甸园这个荣耀的国度要再被建立起来。
And at that time, God said that their kingdom which will be rebuilt in that desolate land.
但是我们看这个整个选民的历史，地上的历史看来
，But if we look at the history of the chosen people,
这个国度没有发生过，在后来选民回归以后没有发生过的。
And even after the people who were exiled returned, this never happened.
那我们就知道这在这里所讲的就不是地上的国度的问题了。
And so that tells us that what God was talking about here is not the matter of a physical kingdom in this world.
其实所预言的就是属灵的国度，基督里的国度了。
What is prophesied here is a spiritual kingdom, the kingdom of Christ.
就是在主耶稣基督来救赎的人所组成的这个教会。
That is the church that is formed by the congregation of people who were saved by Christ.
我们今天真教会。我们看到这样的历史，这样一个预言，我们看到了主耶稣基督在我们教会所存的旨意，以及我们将来会有的荣耀的情景。
And so when we read this recording in the Bible, we know that this is the salvation that the Lord Jesus will bring for us, and also the prophecy of what will happen in the future.
教会是神的家。
Because the church is the house of God.
教会是神的国度。
The church is the kingdom of God.
在这个国度里面，主耶稣基督是做王的。
In this kingdom, Christ reigns as king.
我们在这个国度里面每一个人，我们都是被主耶稣基督从各族、各国、各方召聚出来的。
And every one of us in this kingdom, in this church, has been gathered by Christ from every nations and every other places.
我们都是因着主耶稣基督宝血所赦免的，我们的罪恶、污秽。都被耶稣的宝血洗净的人。
All of us, have our sins cleansed by the precious blood of Christ.
所以我们在基督里面，我们成为新人。
So in Christ, we become a new person.
那这个新人，主耶稣基督，他把他的灵放在我们里面。
And the Lord Jesus has put His Spirit in this new person.
所以在我们这个领受主耶稣基督的洁净以后，你看我们很自然的领受要得圣灵的应许。
And so after we were cleansed by the blood of Christ, we received the promise of the Holy Spirit.
这个神的灵要改变我们的心思意念，把我们更新起来，让我们每一天都是新的。
So the Spirit of God will renew us and re-strengthen us every day, so we every day we are anew.
让我们有一个新的心，愿意顺服神的话。
So that we can have a submissive heart to obey God's commandments.
其实他这个在讲，就是我们今天要经过洗礼，要领受圣灵。
And so what was talked about here is that we must receive baptism and also receive the Holy Spirit.
我们看提多书第三章。
Let's turn to Titus chapter
3. 提多书第三章。
Titus chapter 3.
第三章我们看第三节。
Chapter 3 verse 3.
提多书三章三节说，我们从前也是无知，悖逆，受迷惑，胡视各样诗意。和厌乐常存恶毒嫉妒的心，是可恨的，是彼此相恨的。
3. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another.
第四节说，但到了神主我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
4 and 5, but when the kindness of the love of God our Savior towards man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
第六节说，圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后世。
6 and 7, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
这样这一段的圣经描述，其实就在回应以西结书当时候神他应许要做的事。
And so these recording in this passage reflected what the prophecies or the promise that God gave at the time.
这就是神要建立的属灵的国度。
This is the spiritual kingdom that God wants to establish.
这个国度他说要像伊甸园一样。
And so he said that this spiritual kingdom will be like the Garden of Eden.
在这里我们每一个人可以再一次享受，可以体验到神与我们同在那个满足喜乐。
In here we can once again experience the satisfaction, the contentment and the joy with the abiding of God.
我们可以再一次享受人跟神之间的和平，以及人跟人之间的和谐。
We can once again enjoy the harmony or the peace between God and man and man with one another.
所以人在神面前的亏欠被满足了，被补上了。
And so man's iniquities in front of God or inadequacies has been covered.
我们在这里面，在这个伊甸里面，再次享受那个爱。
And once again, in this Garden of Eden, we experience love.
在这里再次的享受神所应许一切的恩典跟福气。
And once again, we receive God's blessings and grace.
然后最后真的是在荣耀兴盛，像伊甸园一样。
And at the end, we will have the glory just like the Garden of Eden.
这是神的预言。
This is the prophecy of God.
要应验在他属灵的教会里。
And it will fulfill in his spiritual church.
那这就是我们今天我们的目标。
And that is our goal today.
我们要真的祈求神的灵来进入我们，帮助我们的心能够顺服他的话。
We must ask God's Spirit to fill us and to help us so that we can obey his words.
让我们重新得到一个盼望。
So that we once again have hope.
你看这个在神的国度里面，他的灵要大大的运行。
And in His kingdom, God's Spirit will work greatly.
这个神的灵一进入以后，我们人就活了。
When His Spirit come inside us, then we'll be alive.
我们现在看三十七章，以西结书三十七章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel 37.
以西结书三十七章。
Ezekiel 37.
一开头在讲，他在平原，他看到一堆的骸骨，死人的骨头。
The beginning, it says that in the land he has seen many dry bones.
很多，他说很枯干啊，是已经完全没有希望的。
It's they are very dried and with no hope.
哦，第三十七章第四节。
37 verse 4.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3.
他说他对我说：“人子啊，这些骸骨能活吗？能复活吗？”我说：“主啊，你知道的。
”And he said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" So I answered, "O Lord God, you know."
因为哈、哦，如果就人子来说哈、哦，他大概。看不到希望啊。
For the son of man, he probably could not see any hope.
但他知道神可以啊，他所以他把这个问题丢给神，神你知道他能不能活。
But he know God can, and therefore he said, Lord, you know.
啊，结果第四节他又对我说，你要向这些骸骨发预言，说枯干的骸骨啊，要听神的话。
Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the words of the Lord.
那就结果神就要他。要先知说要对这个骸骨发预言。
So God told him to prophesy to these dry bones.
好，第七节。
Verse 7.
于是我遵命就说预言了，正说预言的时候，不料有响声，有地震，骨跟骨头就互相联络起来。
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone.
第八节说，骨头上就有筋了，就长肉了，然后就有皮遮盖了。他只是还没有气息。
It indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them.
结果第九节，神主就对我说：“人子啊，你要对他发预言啊，向风发预言。”
And 9, his Lord says to Ezekiel, prophesy to the breath, prophesy son of man.
跳过去看第十节。于是我又遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨，骸骨变活了，而且站起来，成为极大的军队。
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army.
那所以我在这里说，那个这个灵气息就是灵啊，进入骸骨以后，他说骸骨就活起来了。
So the breath, which is the spirit, entered the dry bones, and they lived.
神的灵一进入，人就活起来。
And once the spirit entered, then man have started to live.
看第十四节。
14.
神说：“我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。我将你们安置在本地，你们就知道我是主。”主神如此说，也如此成就了。这是神说的。
14. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land, and you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and perform it, says the Lord.
那这里就是在这个神的国度里面哦。你看那个神的灵进入运作以后，他说我们每个人都活起来。
And so here it mentions that once the spirit entered, then everyone become alive.
我们真的成为有灵的活人。
Then we become a living person with spirit.
像当初神造亚当的时候，像那鼻孔吹气一样。
Just like when God created Adam, he breathed into his nostril.
所以神现在在预言，在他的国度里面，每一个人要领受这个圣灵，被圣灵充满以后，都成为有灵的活人。
And therefore, in God's kingdom now, everyone will be filled with His Spirit, and everyone will become alive.
他本来我们是没有希望，是像枯干的骨头一样的。
Originally, we are without hope. We were just like the dry bones.
但是神的信息真理一进来，圣灵 一充满我们之后
，But after God's truth and His message came to us,
他说我们就活起来了。
Then we become alive.
我们就成为极大的军队。
We become a great army.
所以这个国度里面就变得很荣耀。
And therefore, in this kingdom, there's a lot of glory.
里面就充满很活泼。
And it's very robust.
那这个就是神他所要做的。
And this is all what God wants to do.
是我们今天在真教会里面可以体验的。
And this is something we can experience in the true church.
那所以这个属灵的伊甸园在哪里？
So where is this spiritual Garden of Eden?
在我们当中。
It's among us.
在真教会里面。
This inside the true church.
今天每一个人都是在这个国度里面被复兴起来的神极大的军队。
Every one of us in the kingdom are the army that God has revived.
我们在这里真的可以再一次体验神他所有的应许。
And here we can once again experience God's promise.
说我们看到了神的这样的一个很重要的工作要完成。
And we see that God has a very important mission to complete.
这就是我们现在在做的工作。
That is the work that we must do today.
我们要来配合神的这个他的心意。
We must cooperate with God and have the same mind.
同心合意的来兴旺福音。
And being together with God, we work together to prosper the gospel.
让神的这个国度真的再一次的兴旺，像伊甸乐园一样。
So that God's kingdom had once again become as glorious as the Garden of Eden.
我们每一个人在这里一起来来传扬神的圣名，来帮助这个国度更加的荣耀。
Every one of us should proclaim the name of God, and so that God's kingdom can be more glorious.
我们就觉得说我们是有福气的人。
And we feel that we are very blessed.
是天国里的一份子。
We are a part of the heavenly kingdom.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May God guide us.
我们再来唱诗，195首。
195.